Reason and justice grip the remotest and the loneliest star. On plains of opal, under cliffs cut out of pearl, you would still find a notice board, "Thou shalt not steal." Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, that quote there from G.K. Chesterton, what's he driving at?
John, despite the diversity we see around the world, certain moral values, they seem to transcend culture. Particular values, they hold true around the world, and even if they're not consistently upheld, they're generally respected. C.S. Lewis said, think of a country where people were admired for running away in battle, or where a man felt proud of double-crossing all the people who'd been kindest to him. Mm-hmm. You might just as well try to imagine a country where two and two made five.
Yeah, there is certainly the wide-scale moral agreement. But isn't it true some cultures go against the flow?
Anthropologists can wrestle with imposing our values on these people groups. Those who believe there is no God above and beyond us, they have no source of absolute authority for the way things ought to be. So if a culture chooses to go in another direction on this basis, we don't have the moral authority to tell them what to do or what not to do.
Yet we do intervene in other cultures.
Because we believe we ought to stand against racism, genocide, infanticide, honor killings, domestic violence, whatever we consider evil in society. The trouble is, we need to appeal to a higher authority, a reason why we ought to try to put things right
exactly
when people go wrong. The Christian worldview, it makes sense of it all because we can ground absolute morality in the character of God.
Ultimate truth for ordinary people. That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Learn a bit more at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.